The 9th Annual Great Big Home and Garden Show is coming to the IX Center February 2nd to the 11th. Here to tell us all about it is Rosanna Rebnicki. Good morning, Rosanna. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
I like this. It says here, featuring more than 600 exhibits to help you renew, refresh, and restore your home.
You got it. And there's, you know, new exhibitors every year, so we're excited this year because, you know, 600-plus companies on the show floor, I mean, you're going to find something you want for your home, right?
Yeah, and it's things change. I mean, like with every industry, there's new technology and smart this and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Let's talk about some of the things that are there that will be coming this year for people that may be unique for this event.
Well, we do have the Weaver Way, which they are building a 2,100 square foot home. It's like this rustic, you know, cabin, but it has this modern feel. We're very excited about that. But they're also building an off-the-grid cabin, which is, you know, powered by solar, which is cool and upcoming. So we're excited to see that this year. And then we have Extend Technology is actually building a lower-level living, and they have all the, you know, new automated things for your TV and for your intercoms and for your, you know, of course, you know, making it like that high-tech home that everybody wants, especially me. And we also have two tiny homes from Small Spaces Cleveland, and that should be pretty cool. And Design Center with Carter Lumber and Weaver Fine Furniture. So if you have some, you know, ideas that you need for your home, you're going to find them there. Clint Harp is going to be there from the Fixer Upper, that famous show with Chip and Joanne. Clint Harp will be there, and he'll be there on the 10th and 11th. Kathy Ireland will be there, sponsored by American Family Insurance, on the 3rd of February. A bunch of local experts, Loretta Paganini School of Cooking with Culinary Delights, the Garden Showcase with, you know, 12 beautiful gardens that are song-themed. I feel like I can go on forever.
Roseanne, I've seen TV shows that feature those tiny homes. Are there any tiny homes in place, in operation in Greater Cleveland?
That is such a great question. I know for a fact that a few people have them as, like, backyard, you know, retreat homes, you know, like our mother-in-law suites they use them for. So they have their house and then some in the back. I know there was some issues with getting the zoning done, but, you know, we're still working on that, and I'm sure that you'll see a whole bunch of them popping up soon. But they're about 200 square feet. They're so small, but yet they can, you know, they have a closet and they have beds and the kitchen and the living room and the TV. Some of them even have fireplaces. It's amazing.
You have to be a tiny person to live in a tiny home. Craig and I are both over 6 feet, and all I can think of is I'm going to get bumped on the head quite a bit.
No, there's plenty of room.
Let's talk about the glamping that you have. Are you excited about that?
I am excited about that, except I'm not quite sure 100% it's going to come into fruition. We've had a little bit of a hiccup there, but It's okay. I'm still working on that one.
All right. Let's talk about that song themed. Every year there's some other, you know, theme. So what, people just pick like a pop song or a song that they want to, and then they kind of create a garden related to the theme of the song or the lyrics or the feel of it?
Right. So we give them the option of picking their own. We pick the theme, you know, and then they can pick their own song. And, you know, Margaritaville, of course, you know, what's going to be, you know, in the Margaritaville. And then we have Stevie Wonder's Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants, which I think is apropos, Red Red Wine, you know, America from Neil Diamond, Marry Me from Train. There's a jazz theme, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. It's going to be fun. It really is.
That's good. Like humor. When you can put humor into some design like that, too, a little play on words, it always makes for a fun experience, and then it just kind of challenges those landscapers and designers to come up with something that is quite unique.
Yes, and, you know, it's giving people ideas for their backyard, right? You know, so they're going to theme it around, you know, making sure that they're doing something that you're going to love for your own backyard, but then putting that extra flair in it with the theme.
Well, again, this is the Great Big Home and Garden Show. It'll be at the IX Center beginning February 2nd and running through February 11th. It's a great chance for people to come out. And as you say, there's all those different exhibitors to find. Every year somebody, I just dealt with an ice jam the other day. So now I probably have to go see a roofer who's there or somebody to that effect.
Oh.
So everybody who has a home, always, there's always something going on in your home, whether, as you say, from here, renewing, refreshing, or restoring it. So good advice from those people, I'm sure.
Yes, and just wear comfortable shoes, and you should be good to go.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about all the events that are taking place over those days and where they want to go and when they want to see Matt Fox, you know, what is the best time to see him, where can we get some good details on this?
Of course. It's a great big homeandgarden.com. And you can receive your discounted tickets and plan your day. The discount is courtesy of Dollar Bank, or you can visit any Discount Drug Mart location for discounted tickets.
Sounds great. Rosanna Rubnicki with the Great Big Home and Garden Show. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig and Bruce. Have a great day.
Thanks.